Thank you for listening to Worldwide Christian Radio, WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee, USA.
This is Pastor Buddy. We are glad to have you aboard here. We are joining you live on the 17th day of the month of June. My, how we love to come to you with the message of truth. Tonight, with a big lie, we're going to go right into the scriptures, and we're going to show you some amazing facts that possibly you have never thought about, how that the appointed times in the heavens that man should observe upon the earth, because it's given for appointments and times and signs. And ladies and gentlemen, Satan, the great liar that told the big lie, that sought to change times. We're going to go into that word. We're going to look at some of the Strong's and the deceptive meanings that are based in Scripture to give you a false reasoning without ever catching on behind the scenes of how Satan, who is the master craftsman of a lie, when he speaks a lie, he speaks right out of the bottom of his heart, for he's a liar and the truth is not in him. Now, his mission is to deceive you and to change you from the appointed times as you go through this life not knowing what time it is or when to make the appointment. That's the big thing that I look at, how to make the appointed times and the earth that we may please our Father. Now, what about truth? Well, we know that the Bible says you shall know the truth. Well, you got to know it. And before you can know it, you got to hear it. And before you can hear it, you got to have a preacher. It's that simple. You see, Yahweh has revealed and will not reveal anything until he reveals it to the prophets, then passes it on down for the consumption of the sheep. And he said, my sheep will hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Now, you better get your pencil and paper, because if you are interested in the true times, particularly the Sabbath and the festivals, you're going to love this series that we're going to begin tonight, called The Big Lie. The beast that is change the times and the laws. Did you know that all truth passes through three stages? First, it is ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. And third, it is accepted as self-evident. Now, let me go over that again for you real quickly. All truth passes through those three stages. Truth, when it comes, is ridiculed, because tradition has built Satan by the lying, crafting cunningness of men that lay in wait to deceive. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, the infestation of this nation in particular and the world at large, I have never seen such Babylonian confusion of the suppression of the truth in order to keep their tradition. Christ said it, for well you reject my times and laws of commandments to keep your own tradition. Did you know that the system that we worship today, called the Gregorian calendar, is one of the biggest marvels and the grand scheme of the grand design of the great architect of a lie to tell the big lie? Then truth is ridiculed. Yahweh laid a plan out in Genesis 1:14. Then Yahweh said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be the lights." Now that's the sun and the moon and the stars. That's all that's up there, ladies and gentlemen, outside of a few satellites that are running around, and they think that they've got time figured out. And Satan and his deceptive plan of the Gregorian calendar, he worked on it a long time before he got it right. He modified it, changed it, added to it, took from, done all these amazing things. And ladies and gentlemen, I have spent years in the maze of confusion of calendar time, myself being victim of the Gregorian calendar and the things that seem right, or the things that you just accept as every day, that the calendar that they set before you to keep time is proper and good and according to biblical truth. And ladies and gentlemen, nothing could be farther from the truth. Now, Yahweh made the lights for signs, season, days, and years. Now let's look at another verse. Psalms 104, verse 19. He appointed the moon. Oh, that's going to kick some butt. You know, they tried to throw the moon out as a worthless object up there, and it has no reason to look at it and to consider it for appointment. The Bible said he appointed the moon for seasons, and the sun knows it's going down. Oh my, these two, the solar calendar, or the solar lunar calendar, Yahweh himself changed the whole scheme of time. I can prove that there used to be a perfect circle of 360 days to the year before the flood. The flood caused the earth to boil. So the calendar, the time of correctness, divided equally by 30 days, is now no longer valid because there was 5 1/4 days added, and now the moon comes into play. It regulates through the 4 appointed times within a system of time as they go through its light appointments or its beacon appointments, and it's one of the most awesome truths that has to go through three stages, which is first ridiculed, second violently opposed. If you don't believe it is, you try to teach somebody the lunar calendar with the solar beginning. Then those that will hear the word will accept it. And the Bible says, they that hear the word, they hear not because they're not my sheep. There's people out there, ladies and gentlemen, that will not hear the word. They never will hear it. So the purpose of the calendar is to set the effective dates of time. Now, Yahweh, after he made the sun and the moon to determine a day and night for signs and seasons, the sun for the days and the moon for night, when he tells you when these seasons are, he wanted us to have a calendar that was governed by a system that man could not defile and Satan couldn't change. Now, Satan can't do nothing with the appointed heavens. He desired to cast his throne or to raise his throne. That the throne is the deceptive understanding of the big lie. He tried to block the spirit mind of Yahweh's children to hide the appointed time because he knew this was very important for you to assemble at the appointments. And yet, we have despised his Sabbaths, made his feast a literal carnal joke as we gather some people that have been keeping festival for years and years and years. All they want to do is gather up at some hotel where they can lay by the pool and sunbathe and act big and go to these hell holes like Branson and places like that, and have these hellhole revivals to keep their tradition and have a nice, clean place to do it in, and deny the scriptures and the appointed times. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to challenge every preacher under the sound of our voice to step up to the plate. And if you do not speak according to this word, and we'll see if you've got any in you. Just like I proved last Sunday night that the pen of the lying scribe should be examined, we should go behind the words that's put in there, as I'm going to show you tonight, another great mystery you don't want to miss tonight. It is a informative message about how subtle Satan can come in with a change of the words. You see, his priest or his scribes. Now, what would the scribes do, Pastor Buddy? Well, they were in charge of penning the word and putting certain words in place of the words that Yahweh intended. And I'm going to show you that tonight. Now, Daniel 7:25, I'm going to examine one word here tonight in that particular verse, 7:25, Daniel. And he shall speak great words against the Most High. Now, when it says he, we're talking about his children, because you've never heard Satan's voice. You only hear it through the brand jackasses and these dumb, ignorant, misled, deceived, pathetic preachers that call themselves preachers, and they are. They're preachers of the falsehood or the deception of their own heart. We're going to prove that tonight. And they will speak against those appointed times in the heavens where Yahweh has appointed. They'll use the Gregorian calendar or one of the signs up there. They'll take the sun, throw out the moon. Take the moon and throw out the sun. They'll do any variation that they can to deceive the very elect, and they would deceive it. You see, ladies and gentlemen, that's why Yahweh appointed pastors and prophets and teachers. They shall speak words against the Most High and wear out the saints. Now, how does that affect the saints? The saints are the ones that are trying to preach the truth, bring the light into the area of darkness. And how great is that darkness for this gospel if it's hid? It's hid to them that are lost. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh had to set up a way that seemed right, and he did. He sent the enemy a strong delusion that they would believe a lie, and everybody that's caught in the traditional trap that runs greedily after the error of Balaam for profit, and all these prophets are out here are running not for the effect of the true word of Yahweh, they're running for profit. How to cash their FRNs, their Federal Reserve, into a 501(c)(3) bank account where they can hide and shoulder their riches and their treasures and build greater temples or mouse traps to catch the mice, the unsuspecting mice, as they feed them the deception of deceit. Oh, they'll speak against them. You see, ladies and gentlemen, they'll ridicule you because of the truth that you preach. Because, well, I never heard that, Pastor Bud, and glory to God, that's new unto me. Just because you ain't heard it don't mean that it's not the truth. You see, your eyes have been blinded. Your ears have been stopped. And it takes a man that's worthy of his salt. And oh my, I don't want to get started on the salt circle tonight, and I've got to stay with my text here. And they will think premeditated, Strong's number 8748, look at it, think to meditate upon these things. See, Satan's ministers are smart. They can devise through crafty, cunning deception to deceive the elect. And that's what they're for. They will change. They will seek to change. That's alter or corrupt times. Now, I want to give you the word times. It's Strong's number, 2165, and it means a set time or an appointed time or a definite time of time. Now, remember, now when it says they shall change, and you just run hurriedly over that word times and you never look at it, go behind the scenes of that word, ladies and gentlemen. A set time, appointed time. They will remove Yahweh's set festivals and times and Sabbaths. Take them out of the way. And move you into a Gregorian or a strictly solar approach to time. And ladies and gentlemen, that just won't float with the Bible. You can use it. It's good. But if you don't have any scriptures to back up, ladies and gentlemen, we've got over 100 scriptures tonight that I could bring, and I won't have time to even bring 10 of them as I expound on these scriptures. Now, in Isaiah, here is the basis of the Gestalt establishment of the foundation of my message tonight is taken from the text of Isaiah 14, verse 13, and the word is congregation. I want you to make a note of that. If you remember that Lucifer, that is spoken of in Isaiah 14, Satan, the deceptor, the deceiver, the big liar, the great liar, the awesome liar. Ladies and gentlemen, we love to be lied to. As the song says, we tell lies and feed them candy, and the dumb sheep will gather in for the hamburger suppers and the hot dogs, or for the prestige, or for wearing their Easter bonnets. Oh, my. I don't want to get started and get upset here tonight as I stay in the word congregation. All right, now let's look at the word congregation. The word congregation. Man, oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that the word congregation is not really what the true Hebrew said? That congregation is something that the rabbis or the scribes, these lying dogs who have caused my people to err. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, the word congregation is a feeble substitute to get you to understand what Satan would do when he mentioned, as it says in the 13th verse, let me read it to you and quote it, "How art thou fallen from heaven?" Now, what does that mean? That means that Satan removed the evidence of the set times in the heavens. Yahweh said to look into the heavens for the signs and to keep those appointments, as I've just give you the scriptures. So Satan fell from heaven and come to the earth and devised one of the greatest lies of deception that's ever been told, and it's basically now refined down to a Gregorian calendar. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Saturday is the seventh day. Sunday is the first day of the week. And that's Christianity in a nutshell, and all of it is false and corrupt and evil to its rotten core. Well, say, Pastor Buddy, can you prove that? Well, let's go. How have I fallen down to the ground? Man, ground is carnal conceptions. Did you know it takes more faith to believe in a Gregorian calendar than it does to believe in the sun and the moon to set your appointed times? If you believe in a Gregorian calendar, you have to believe in an imaginary, man-made. This is why it's cast to the ground, ladies and gentlemen. And all the earthly carnal people will grab it and run with it because it was hanging on their wall when they were born. This calendar's been around since the 13th century in its final edited form. Pope Gregory. That's why it's called the Gregorian. I call it a gory mess. For thy said, he says, which did weaken the nations, that word translated, into the sons of Yah, the called out ones. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he said, I will ascend. This is Satan. How? In other words, I will exalt the system above Yahweh's and hide Yahweh's, shield Yahweh's, deny Yahweh's, hide Yahweh's, decept Yahweh, and change times and laws and the set appointments and the festivals. You're keeping Easter, Halloween, oh my, Thanksgiving. All these merchants are waxing rich to the heavens as the great whore of the earth has corrupted man's mind by sending himself through these traditions of the carnal mind above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Now, if you'll take that word, congregation, I dare you to do this. I challenge you to do it in a brotherly love fashion, not to be boastful, but I just want you to know, if you'll do your investigating here, that the Strong's Concordance for the word congregation in this particular passage is a number that is used very sparingly when the other words for congregation is used. This is almost an exception to the rule. But it's Strong's number 4150. Strong's number 4150. Now, let me read you the Strong's. To fix, to appoint. In other words, I will sit, S-I-T, but I believe the word is set, S-E-T. I will set my times and appointments and designate to meet together the assembly of those of the earth in my way, which is a seem right way, which we were all together born in this way of seem right, because Satan has been around so long doing his tricks. The translated word is agreed, appointed, appointment, assemble, together. To me, that's where they got the congregation, together. Together up an appointed time, ladies and gentlemen. And if it had been put in there, to sit, not S-I-T, but to set, S-E-T, the times in the sides of the north. Now, if you'll do that, you'll find that that word, congregation, Strong's number 4150, which means to set appointed times, set, S-E-T, set appointed times. Now, if Satan can change the true set times and get you to look at an imaginary international dateline, oh my, I get so amused at the stupidity of man, modern man, as he sits in his ivory temples and cathedrals of glass and gather up at these watering holes where they can drink and eat and be merry and look big and proud as they fly in their jets and their planes. They're the envy of the people that follow around like a hungry bunch of dogs begging for a morsel of truth. And all they get is ridicule. You preach the truth and you'll join those that are ridiculed. You'll join those that's violently opposed. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, I've been threatened, my life threatened. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words of a lie will never hurt me. Ladies and gentlemen, I have accepted the truth as self-evident without any murmuring, without any complaining, and I will stand with Yahweh and a few there be that find it. People say, Pastor Buddy, how can everybody be wrong and you're right? Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I am not right. His word is right. And if I speak not, or anyone else, and there's no respect of persons here, you know a tree by its fruit, and by your words you're justified, and by your words you're condemned. If I speak not according to this word, there's no light in them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Satan fell from heaven, and he did this by sitting, or resetting, would be a better word, resetting the times. The Hebrew word is moed, which means times appointed or set feast, or these are Yahweh's creation truths that can never be changed. Sun comes up right on the money, and the moon is set for appointments. And ladies and gentlemen, there is no biblical evidence in the Bible where a Sabbath was ever kept, except 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29. That's the Sabbath of the appointment. And oh my, how it fits like a glove with the hand of truth. But the sly deception, cunning craftiness of the confusion factors of the Gregorian, I'll see you on Saturday at church, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. You ignorant, poor, deceived, unlearned, that refuse the truth. Everybody in the Seventh-day Adventist church that love the Sabbath, you ought to get out of the Saturday Sabbath that's given to you by the rabbis who say, and you trust ignorantly and foolishly, that they can go back to the very beginning of time and tell you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and the Gregorian calendar, which it's based upon, which has been changed umpteen thousand times, added to and taken from, adjusted, tweaked. That's the Gregorian confusion of Satan as he sits upon the mount of the congregation. Ladies and gentlemen, that congregation is he's in control of the set and appointed times. Getting you to worship Sunday or Saturday, New Year's Day, Valentine's, Mardi Gras, Good Friday, Bad Friday, Black Friday, Red Friday. Don't have a White Friday. An Easter, a May Day, a Halloween, a Thanksgiving, or a Christmas. Or I could throw in about 10,000 more of things that are paganistic in their approach to times and seasons, and they will change them, ladies and gentlemen. And Satan is the author and the influencer and the one that promotes the change. If you want to know about the feast days and the appointed times, all you've got to do is get in the Bible. I have a booklet that we can send you. It is on the proof that the weekly Sabbath is by the moon. And it was put together through a lot of research and time and effort by Brother Arnold and myself and a few more brothers that got together and got into the Bible and hammered this out years ago. And we have the evidence. And we have debated people all over the country. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said, prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. And when you do, walk in. If you find the truth, you walk in. Walk in. Walk in the ways of the appointment. Listen to Jeremiah 23 and 13, and I'll show you why the lion scribes and the big lie. Yahweh said, I have seen the folly in the prophets. They prophesy by Baal. Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works? If you look up the word Baal, B-A-A-L, leads you to L-O-R-D. Ladies and gentlemen, they've replaced the Baal and gave him glory as Lord. There's many lords. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 5 and 6. My. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you more scriptures and truth per minute than most of these lying brand jackasses of deception, although they got a three-piece business suit and they wear the best and smell good. Inside, they're full of dead men's bones, twice dead, plucked up. Or they prophesy, my people Israel, they cause to err. Ladies and gentlemen, the author of confusion is the devil. The author of a lie is the devil. And the people that are deceived or confused by him, running around for a filthy lucre. Well, I had a chance to take a big church over 40 years ago. I could have been a retired pastor in Florida, buried somewhere down there in the sand, because Yahweh would have took my life. He told me not to do it, and I refused it. I turned it down, and I stayed independent, struggling, fasting, and praying. People mocked at me. They laughed at me. Ridicule me, because every time I'd get up and preach the truth, it would counter the lies. They'll see that you're called by the name of Yahweh, Deuteronomy 28:10. They'll be afraid of you. My heavens, ladies and gentlemen, we ought to fear truth. But truth is ridiculed by those who oppose it for filthy lucre. Jeremiah 15:6. My people have been as lost sheep. Their shepherds, the lying prophets, have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. There's that mountain where Satan said that he would sit on the congregation in the mount. You know what that represents? Read Revelation 17. I've preached on her before. She's the whore that corrupted the earth, ladies and gentlemen. And I guarantee you one thing, ladies and gentlemen, that Satan is a deceptive tree that can deceive the very elect. I'm down at the bottom of the air. I'm going to give you a song of a truth of where the Messiah was born. It's his home territory, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll give you this song here as we come back right after this song with part two. You don't want to miss it.
Thank you.
Welcome back in here to part two, ladies and gentlemen, of the big lie. We are exposing the sly, cunning craftiness of Satan and his agents. You know, I have said that the Bible tells you, ladies and gentlemen, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, it tells you that Satan is an angel transformated into light, a way that seems right, and his ministers appear. Now listen to me well. They appear, that's in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, as it says in 1 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is the god of this world. And so this god tried to exalt by changing the appointed times and sit over the congregation and rule over them through pagan Sunday or Saturday worship that involves New Year's Day, Valentine, Mardi Gras, Good Friday, Easter Friday, May Day, Friday, Halloween, Thanksgiving or Christmas, or all these pagan. And ladies and gentlemen, you call a festival and do it according to the Bible. Oh, we don't do that, Pastor Buddy. That means you have to get out there and get dirty. And we're over at Branson City, Missouri. Yeah, they're over at Mo's, all right. And ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you, these temples and places of their festivals, when they party hardy, that they will be guilty of leading the sheep astray with false days, appointed times, and set agendas of deception. Lamentations chapter 2, verse 6, a very powerful verse. And he hath taken away violently, Yahweh, by war, by conquering, he cast the children that broke his Sabbaths. For reference, see the book of Ezekiel in chapter 20, verse 12 through 20. Look and see why that he cast the people of Israel, his own people. Oh my, what an embarrassment to the Creator. To cast his own disobedient, unthankful, and unholy. Well, they haven't changed, ladies and gentlemen. They're parked in the bell box down in Bryson City, boogieing to the latest jingle, jingle, jingle. Do they do the things that are commanded in the festival? No, they don't. They have to get their hands dirty. Maybe a little blood on them as they kosher their meat. No, they go out to the big steakhouses and eat the meat that's sold in the marketplaces that's been strangled, force-killed blood forced into the organs of the body as they eat the juicy steaks of a strangled blood animal and call themselves prophets. They're prophets of their own deception. Yahweh has taken away his tabernacle as if it were a garden. He's destroyed it. His places of the assembly. Yahweh hath caused the solemn feast and the Sabbath to be forgotten. Ladies and gentlemen, return to me, Yahweh saith, and I will return to me. Draw near unto me. Well, I'd have to get up and drive 700 miles, Pastor Buddy. I tell you, I want to go to the ball game. And I've been saving up to go to Wally World and wander up and down the aisles with the endless China marked merchandise. Got a garage full, ain't got no place to put it, but The old man's going to buy me another barn out, set it in the back, and we'll fill it up. And then, I don't know what else we can do, but I just can't. I'm just so addicted to Wally World.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you stay in Wally World. You stay in Big Mo. Your momentum will cease one of these days when you'll have to look up and give an account and bow your knee to the only one that set the appointed times in the festivals. Yeah, they have destroyed my festivals by their unbelief, changing here and changing there. Well, now let me see. What can I do today to make it easier for the people to come and make it more entertaining? Well, that's what people want today when they go to church. They want to be feathered in an air-conditioned building where they don't have to do anything but sit there and let somebody up front entertain them, and they throw their money at the preacher and leave and head for their Sunday dinners or their hamburger and hot dog suppers in the basement as they fellowship, eat, drink, and be merry and cast the truth to the ground. Or ridicule it when it comes around through the prophets and the witnesses. Ladies and gentlemen, the solemn feasts and the Sabbaths are to be forgotten in Zion. Yet despised in the indignation of his anger, the preachers of Mount Zion. Oh, my. You know why? Because in Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 37, they have committed adultery. And blood is in their hands. And their idols, they have committed adultery. They have also caused their sons, whom they bore unto me, to pass them through the appointed times. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, to pass through the fire. Now, that word through, it means a conceptive form of intercourse. You look at word through up there. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find out that when they opened the womb to make the children of Israel desolate, they begin to adulterate their blood and share it with everything on the earth, and Yahweh told them not to do it. To mingle the holy seed with the seeds of the world, and Satan is still playing his game. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 26. I gave you Ezekiel 20, verses 12 through 20. Now listen at verse 26. And I polluted them. Polluted means they smell bad. Their solemn assembly stink in my nostrils. Their appointed day stink. Not his, but theirs. They change times through the deception of Satan. And when it says in Isaiah chapter 1, their appointed days and festivals stink. Their new moons stink. Their new moons. By changing of the appointed times, bringing in the confusion of Babylon, and that's exactly what Babylon is, polluted them in that they cause my children to pass through. Now that's strong number 5674. That word through is deceptive. If they had to put the right word in there, it means copulation, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you say, well, Pastor Buffy, how rude. Truth is ridiculed, denied, but it's inevitable for you to accept it because that's strong words that should have been there. And if the authors of the scribes that penned their version in a version to get to you to change Yahweh's law, and you say, oh, they wouldn't dare do that now, Pastor Buddy. The Bible said to beware of the scribes and ignorant people. Just take it word for word. God's inerrant word. It's been changed and adulterated and mixed and mingled with so much confusion and deception in the last age that you can't tell the truth when it's going or coming. And it has neither approach for those that have no truth. it neither comes or goes. Truth is only in the heart of those that have the truth. And they shall cast the truth, these that pollute, and pass through. T-H-R-O-U-G-H. Now, they put that word in there, ladies and gentlemen. You see what it means when you turn over the Strong's number in the Hebrew, 5674. Get you a good dose of that. It means to copulate. That they copulated and gave their, the word fire is semen. But their semen in the wombs that became open to them, that I might make them desolate, to the end that they might know that I am Yahweh. When you get down to a few number, Israel, when you're eating out of the trash cans and you're shining the shoes of your enemy, and when they're ruling over you and you long to see a brother that can blush for the sins of Israel, as did Ezra and Nehemiah in the 9th chapter of the book of Ezra and in the 13th chapter of the book of Nehemiah. Why don't you read it, lady, and you'll see why Ezra blushed. Oh my, it's going to come to the day that there won't be many blushing people with the mixture and the mingling of the holy seed. You can believe that. Proverbs 21:16, the man or a woman that wanders out of the true way shall remain in the congregation of the dead. Now let me say that again. The man, Israel, Ishman, that wandered out of the way. Oh, he left. He dropped Yahweh's laws and covenants, went along with the change, the deception, the same that way. They don't want to argue about this. I'm going to church and they'll say, oh, he's just come to bring trouble and I've never been so confused in all my life and I didn't sleep none like that. I've actually had silly women that had to go to the doctor over me appearing in the churches because I got on their nerves. I wonder why. Men grabbing their hats, pull them down over their ears and leave and say, if y'all going to let him up and talking about this stuff and going on like that, glory to God, I'm a leaving here. Ladies and gentlemen, truth will drive you. It'll either drive you or draw you. And my people, if I be lifted up, the word, I'll draw men unto me. Malachi or Proverbs said 21:16, a man that wanders out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. They're dead, twice dead. Walking sepultures that men are not aware of. Oh, they look good. Got business suits on their bag of skeleton bones. Talk about skull and bones. That's about all it is. There's no heart and spirit there. You can believe that. Malachi, in chapter 2, verse 8. I've got to hurry on, ladies and gentlemen. But you that have departed out of the way. Now remember, he said they'll remain in the congregation of the dead. Now, where Israel is dead, twice dead, plucked up of the roots. And all day long, Yahweh has stretched forth his hand to a gainsaying and disgainsaying. What's gained to go up here to the First Baptist, be a member up here, or the Second Baptist, or the First Methodist, or the LS, or whatever? Church of this and church of that. Oh, I belong up here to the biggest church in town, Benjamin. Boy, they'll stick their chest out and burst with pride. They don't even know the First Commandment! But they never heard it preached up. All they hear is when the next party is going to go on. Or when the next meeting in Branson. Or some of these hell holes where people congregate to have pleasure. They love pleasure. Oh, Pastor Buddy, why do you go over there in the mountains of North Carolina and go up in them hollers and where the hills and the springs and hard to get to, glory to God? I'm out of shape and almost died getting in the water. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have the comfort of an inside swimming pool. That's all I've got to baptize in. And I don't have a stream. Ladies and gentlemen, I've guaranteed you one thing. You'll not see me in a swimming pool unless the man is about dead or the woman.
If they're alive, they need to get in the water and get a new man. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Oh, no. And in Malachi, he said, you've departed out of the way. You have caused many of my people to stumble at my laws and my appointed times. You have corrupted the covenant of the priest, saith Yahweh of hosts. Amos 2 and 4. Thus saith Yahweh, for the transgression of Judah, and for the 3 or 4, I will not turn away the punishment that is to be dealt to them. I will plow up and down your backs, as Isaiah prophesied, until you say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. Oh, my. They have despised my law and have not kept my commandments. Their lies have caused my people to err after the which the fathers have erred. See, we're just following family tradition when we keep tradition. You want to get into truth. You say, Pastor Buddy, you're just too hard. I can't come to your church, Gloria. I ain't got no church. I'm just one of the many witnesses that is trying to establish. I do keep the festivals. I don't have an assembly where I can gather you up and rob you. Men and women that support my message know that they see me 3 times a year for sure. And the only other time they'll see me is when I'm invited to a special meeting, and that's very rare that I'll accept and go. Or they come to see me. And many of those do. And I enjoy every minute of all those that's ever come and put their feet under my table and broke bread with me. We'll have to say that I love them dearly. Praise Yahweh. And if you come, I will treat you with royalty. I'm not inviting you because I don't have the place provided for you. Probably have to get you a motel unless you want to sleep on the couch or in the garage or out under a tent somewhere. That's well and good. I just can't afford it. I wish I had a hotel. I wish I could go to Branson and rent a hotel and get all of y'all to come out there. But I wouldn't be riding no monkey rides or going to no country music shows. Ladies and gentlemen, I ain't got time for that foolishness to eat, drink, and be merry with the dead that go a-whoring from under Yahweh and cause my people to err. Hosea 4 and 12. My, ladies and gentlemen, I'm stirred in my spirit. Pardon my intensity. Ezekiel 44, 12. I got to hurry. Because they have ministered unto them before their idols. Here you go. They get next to their idols. Oh, if we had a meeting out in Branson, Pastor Buddy, and people have suggested I do that. I don't want to go to a hell hole, a sin hole, where their idols are performing on stage and you have to buy a ticket to see these idols perform. Hollywood stars, country music stars, and nothing but a bunch of dressed up idols and perverted as they sing honky tonk. Who slept with Sally? I care not. Praise Yahweh. As for me and my house, I'd rather go over to Bryson City and listen to the Shady Creek boys pick out good old country bluegrass, sitting out there on a log somewhere on a hill, looking up at the wonders that Yahweh's made, and baptizing in a trout pond up there. It's coming off those mountains. My! Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Ezekiel 44:12. I'm closing. Therefore, because they have ministered unto their idols and caused the house of Israel to fall into iniquity, changing times and laws, therefore I have lifted my hand against them, and they shall bear their iniquity. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to get out of here. My time is already coming gone. I've enjoyed being with you the hour that I've been. It's just passed plumb too quick. You can call me tonight. Area code 423 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. And if you will, you can also put my address at the post office box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now that's Pastor Buddy, post office box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. If you want to write and get information on the Sabbath, I'll send it to you free and postpaid. If you let me, send me an offering. If you're just looking for something to read and pass the time away, go to Branson City and square dance and do a little jig down to the country dig. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got things to do. I'm not interested in going to Nashville to Opryland. The only Opry I'm interested in is the course that Yahweh's going to play in the final fiddle tune, and it's going to be a hell-raising event when he comes back in flame and fire, and the angels are sounding the trumpet. You're going to see the sons of Yah manifest in the last days. We're coming as flames of fire. That's what Yahweh's prophets are. We're not one of those last years bird's nest, dead, to gather the dead together to cause them to err and reject the truth. The truth passes through the stages that I've talked about. First, it's ridiculed. Second, it's violently opposed. And third, it's accepted as self-evident if you're a sheep. Ladies and gentlemen, call me, area code 423-626-2172. I'd be glad to hear from you. Now, if I can't get your call, leave me a voicemail message. I'll call you back on my nickel. Praise Yahweh. Well, I got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. The old handwriting on the wall has said that I've got a boogie on down to the end of the hour. I'll see you next Sunday night with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. Send you racial covenant greetings all over the United States and around the world on WWCR. 5070, it's the Cadillac of the industry. Gentlemen, I'll see you next Sunday night. Be sure to tune in for part two of The Big Lie, and we'll see you on WWCR, the transmitting jewel of the South, next Sunday night, right out of Nashville, Tennessee, live. If you'd like to have this message in recorded form, write for the series The Big Lie. We'll be doing a part two and three, possibly, on The Big Lies. We teach on the Sabbath and the appointed times through these next series. You don't want to miss it. And write for it, and I'll send it to you. Many blessings to you as we get on down the road with Yahweh's blessings to you.